Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature the women of Motown from the 1960s. Well, coming up, a song from the Velvettes. Well, the Velvettes were a close family unit of two sisters, two cousins, and a best friend. They formed on the campus of Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Well, the Velvettes got their break in the spring of 1962 when Berry Gordy's nephew saw a performance and invited them to Motown. But the girls were somewhat invisible at Motown. Not only was Kalamazoo a world apart from Detroit, home of Motown, but their parents required college diplomas and did not allow them to tour with the early Motown Town Reviews until after graduation. They did tour in 1964 as an opening act for the Temptations, but there was never a Velvettes album, and their career was just about over at that point. They are a Motown Memories favorite, and here is the Motown Memories theme song, Ain't No Place Like Motown, the Velvettes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
What? folks. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Well, that was the Velvettes with He Was Really Saying Something. That reached number 64 from 1964. And before that, the biggest selling record that the Velvettes had, Needle in a Haystack, that reached number 45 from 1964. And we started off with the theme from Motown Memories, a song called Ain't No Place Like Motown. That song was recorded in 1965, but never got formally released till the year 2002. Well, coming up on the Women of Motown from the 1960s, Mary Wells. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And Mary Wells walked through the studios of Motown like a scared little kitten, but she soon blossomed into a beautiful diamond. The first artist on the Motown label, the first Motown act to chart in the United Kingdom, the first Motown Grammy nominee, and the company's most dependable hitmaker in the early years. Well, let's listen to the first number one song the woman had on Motown, My Guy, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Stick together. MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was Mary Wells with Two Lovers. That reached number 7 from 1962. And before that, You Beat Me to the Punch, number 9 from that same year, 1962. And we started off with My Guy, number 1 from 1964. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown from the 1960s. But the last woman artist we'll feature in this hour of Motown Memories is Brenda Holloway. Well, Brenda was stunning, the most beautiful woman ever signed to Motown, according to author Nelson George. Her hair was bouncy and straight, with curling ends that highlighted oval, almost oriental eyes, and full, sensual lips. She was also an exception to the company norm in the 1960s, because she was a West Coast-based artist whose debut single, the pop smash Every Little Bit Hurts, was the first Motown single recorded in Los Angeles. Well, let's listen to that first song, Every Little Bit Hurts, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts, every little hurt counts. You still say you're coming home, yet you never phone. Leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. This loneliness you've given me. I can't go on giving my life away. Toy, and you're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
Treated me.
Well, that was Brenda Holloway with You'd Made Me So Very Happy. That reached number 39 from 1967. Of course, that song was made more popular and famous by Blood, Sweat, and Tears a little later after 1967. Before that, When I'm Gone, number 25 from 1965. And we started off with Every Little Bit Hurts, Brenda Holloway's number 13 song from 1964. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this hour, we've been featuring the women of Motown from the 1960s. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories or any requests, please email me. Love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's motownmemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.motownmemories.com. That's www.motownmemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.